2 Samuel 13. Now it was after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, was in love with her. But Amnon was so frustrated on account of his sister Tamar that he made himself ill, for she was a virgin, and it seemed too difficult for Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Jonadab was a very clever man, and he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, so depressed morning after morning? Will you not tell me?" So Amnon said to him, "I am in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom." Jonadab then said to him, "Lie down on your bed, and pretend to be ill. When your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please have my sister Tamar come and give me food to eat, and have her prepare the food in my sight, so that I may see it and eat from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please have my sister Tamar come and make a couple of pastries in my sight, so that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent a messenger to the house for Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house, and prepare food for him." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying in bed. And she took dough, kneaded it, and made pastries in his sight, and baked the pastries. Then she took the tray and served them to him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have everyone leave me." So everyone left him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, so that I may eat from your hand." So Tamar took the pastries which she had made and brought them into the bedroom to her brother Amnon. When she brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come, sleep with me, my sister." But she said to him, "No, my brother, do not violate me, for such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful sin. As for me, where could I get rid of my shame? And as for you, you will be like one of the fools in Israel. Now then, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not listen to her. Since he was stronger than she, he violated her and slept with her. Then Amnon hated her with a very great hatred. Indeed, the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Get up and go away." But she said to him, "No, because this wrong in sending me away is greater than the other that you have done to me." Yet he would not listen to her. Then he called his young man who attended him and said, "Now throw this woman out of my presence and lock the door behind her." Now she had on a long-sleeved garment, for this is how the virgin daughters of the king dressed themselves in robes. Then his attendant took her out and locked the door behind her. Tamar took ashes and put them on her head, and tore her long-sleeved garment which was on her. And she put her hand on her head and went on her way, crying out as she went. Then Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon your brother been with you? But now keep silent, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this matter to heart." So Tamar remained, and was isolated in her brother Absalom's house. Now, when King David heard about all these matters, he became very angry. But Absalom did not speak with Amnon, either good or bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. Now it came about after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons to celebrate. And Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, your servant has sheep shearers. May the king and his servants please go with your servant." But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, we should not all go, so that we will not be a burden to you." Though he urged him, he would not go, but he blessed him. Then Absalom said, "If not, please have my brother Amnon go with us." But the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" Nevertheless, Absalom urged him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Then Absalom commanded his servants, saying, See now, when Amnon's heart is cheerful with wine, I say to you, strike Amnon, then put him to death. Do not fear. Have I not commanded you myself? Be courageous and valiant. And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon just as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons got up, each and mounted his mule, and fled. Now it was while they were on their way that the report came to David, saying, Absalom has struck and killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. Then the king stood up, tore his clothes, and lay on the ground, and all his servants were standing by with clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, responded, Let my lord not assume that they have put to death all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead, because this has been set up by the intent of Absalom since the day that he violated his sister Tamar. So now, may my lord the king not take the report to heart, claiming all the king's sons are dead, but only Amnon is dead. Now Absalom had fled, and the young man who was the watchman raised his eyes and looked, and behold, many people were coming from the road behind him, by the side of the mountain. And Jonadab said to the king, Behold, the king's sons have come. So it has happened according to your servant's word. As soon as he had finished speaking, behold, the king's son came and raised their voices and wept. And the king and all his servants also wept very profusely. Now Absalom had fled and gone to Talmai, the son of Ahimud, the king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom had fled and gone to Geshur, and was there for 3 years. And the heart of King David longed to go out to Absalom, for he was comforted regarding Amnon, since he was dead. Luke 12. Under these circumstances, after so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were stepping on one another, he began saying to his disciples, first of all, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Now I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed someone, has the power to throw that person into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are 5 sparrows not sold for 2 asaria? And yet not one of them has gone unnoticed in the sight of God? But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not fear. You are more valuable than a great number of sparrows. Now I say to you, everyone who confesses me before the people, the Son of Man will also confess him before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before people will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Now when they bring you before the synagogues and the officials and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense, or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, You there, who appointed me a judge or arbiter over the two of you? But he said to them, Beware, and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one is affluent does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, The land of a rich man was very productive, and he began thinking to himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? And he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and I will store all my grain and my goods there. And I will say to myself, You have many goods stored up for many years to come. Relax, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your soul is demanded of you. And as for all that you have prepared, who will own it now? Such is the one who stores up treasure for himself, and is not rich in relation to God. And he said to his disciples, For this reason I tell you, do not worry about your life as to what you are to eat, nor for your body as to what you are to wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, that they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds! And which of you, by worrying, can add a day to his lifespan? Therefore, if you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about the other things? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither labor nor spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you? You of little faith, and do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things are what the nations of the world eagerly seek, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be provided to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, nor does a moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be prepared, and keep your lamps lit. You are also to be like people who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door for him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you, that he will prepare himself to serve, and have them recline at the table. So he will come up and serve them, whether he comes in the second watch or even the third, and finds them so. Blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not think he will. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable to us, or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward, whom his master will put in charge of his servants, to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, My master will take a long time to come, and he begins to beat the other slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, then the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect, and at an hour that he does not know, and he will cut him in two, and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will, and did not get ready or act in accordance with his will receive many blows. But the one who did not know it, and committed acts deserving of a beating, will receive only a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I came to provide peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, 5 members in one household will be divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he was also saying to the crowds, Whenever you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, A shower is coming, and so it turns out. And whenever you feel a south wind blowing, you say, It will be a hot day, and it turns out that way. You hypocrites! You know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you do not know how to analyze this present time? And why do you not even judge by yourselves what is right? For when you are going with your accuser to appear before the magistrate, On the way, make an effort to settle with him, so that he does not drag you before the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out of there until you have paid up the very last lepton. First Peter 4. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because the one who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for human lusts, but for the will of God. For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of indecent behavior, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and wanton idolatries. In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same excesses of debauchery, and they slander you. But they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead, that though they are judged in the flesh as people, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the multifaceted grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking actual words of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though something strange were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at the revelation of his glory, you may also rejoice and be overjoyed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those who also suffer according to the will of God are to entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Proverbs 20:10-20. Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are abominable to the Lord. It is by his deeds that a boy distinguishes himself, if his conduct is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Do not love sleep, or you will become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of jewels, but lips of knowledge are a more precious thing. Take his garment when he becomes guarantor for a stranger, and for foreigners seize a pledge from him. Bread obtained by a lie is sweet to a person, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Prepare plans by consultation, and make war by wise guidance. One who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. He who curses his father or mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. Psalm 119:97-112. How I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than those who are old, because I have complied with your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, so that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. I have sworn, and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, Lord, according to your word. Be pleased to accept the voluntary offerings of my mouth, Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have set a trap for me, yet I have not wandered from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes, forever, even to the end.